100. So these are big changes, and they change the whole tone of the debate.
Stephen, what about, let's talk about, let's break it down, talk about the tax cut part and the, as far as the rates are concerned. What do you make of this?
Well, I think President Bush decided that size does matter when it comes to tax cuts. This plan is about twice as large as what was originally planned. And this is something that is needed both for economic reasons. The economy seems to be wobbly right now. But I think also it's very good politics for President Bush. When Bush runs as a strong supply-side Reaganite conservative, I think that's when he is most invulnerable politically. So I think this was a masterstroke both from an economic and political standpoint. Two things that President Bush did in this plan that I find to be very heartening. One is he didn't just cut the tax rates for the lower income people. He said, if we're going to cut tax rates, we're going to do it for everyone. So all of the rate cuts are coming down. Income tax rates for all Americans will be reduced, which is important economically and politically. And second of all, he said, we're going to make dividends fully deductible, 100% deductible, to get rid of the double taxation of dividends. And I've made the case that, you know, it's easier to make the case for 100% deductibility of dividends than a 50%, because you can stand on that principle that Alan and I worked on when we worked on the Kemp Commission of saying, let's get rid of the double taxation